Rednecks is term is used is a word for around here locally.
What does redneck mean?
Well, redneck is a kind of a quasi hillbilly.
Is it insulting or?
When it's used by the French people in Louisiana towards the Anglo-Saxons, it is insulting. When it's used by rednecks amongst themselves, it is not.
What would you call someone someone who likes to dress up like they work on a ranch and wears
boots? A dude.
Okay, anything else? Do you ever hear a kicker?
No.
What about goat roper?
No.
I guess that's down in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who lives out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does come to town, you can just take one look at him and see that he's from way out in the country. He'd be a...
hillbilly?
Anything else?
Not that I know of.
And the French people further south of here were called?
Cajuns.
What else?
Cunass.
How does that sound?
Well, that's a name that I grew up with, so it doesn't sound bad to me. But people that are not familiar with this term think that's very insulting.
What would you call people down south of here who are black and speak French as their native language? Would you have a special name for them? I mean, what I'm getting at is when you said Cajun, is a Cajun white or... the Cajun, a French speaker?
Well, my connotation of a Cajun is white.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do know that there are a lot of black Cajuns.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't classify them as Cajuns.
What about Creole?
That's a real good word. And if you can really establish through these interviews the definition for that, I'd like to have it. Because that's very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
My terminology is that a Creole is someone whose parents were born in France, but who live now in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And they were white. They were not mixed, or they were not black, or anything else.
Mm-hmm. No, first generation French.
First generation French is Creole.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it should be, I think. Now, I have some guidebooks on these shelves here of in the 1840s and 50s where they're telling people when they go to New Orleans about Creoles. And this is their terminology,
mm-hmm.
See? And when they would go to a social event there where you'd have seating arrangements, you'd have a certain place for Creoles to sit. And you'd have a certain place for Americans to sit.
How are Creoles ranked socially?
Creoles were the highest social rank,
mm-hmm.
The number one.
You hear the word Creole these days?
Oh, yeah.
How's it used around here?
Creole is a mixed up thing now. Blacks have taken that over. And many of the people on the river who are mulattoes,
mm-hmm.
consider themselves Creole.
Are they French or English?
They're French. Creole is always French,
mm-hmm.
people. But, so it's very confusing. It's changed,
mm-hmm.
completely in its context in the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become mixed breed people, usually black and French, and they consider themselves Creole.
Mm-hmm.
But now your highest aristocracy in New Orleans is white Creole.
Mm-hmm. Is that still the way it is? I mean, in New Orleans?
Still, yes. I'd say so.